Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Still waters run deep, amen. In your belly shall flow rivers of living water. We now bless God. We'll be on the air one more time. This is the Mantle of God Empowerment Program brought to you by EMG Enterprisement Media Group, sponsored by, amen, On the Spot Nathan Radio. We give honor and praise to God for this broadcast tonight. We have a wonderful broadcast full of empowerment. The people that come on, amen, they're able to empower you in the various dimensions, amen, spiritually, mentally, intellectually, financially, however God leads them, amen. But we focus on the mantle, amen, of various apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers, amen. They have a chance to come on and tell you, the listener, about their mantle, about the mission, the mandate, the assignment that God has given them in this hour. Amen. So just sit back and amen and hope to be empowered tonight. And hopefully you'll come to the realization of how good God is. And the Bible said, make your calling and your election sure. So let's go into a quick word of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. God, we thank you tonight, Lord God. We thank you, God, for we're not fit, amen. We're not fit, amen. We're not worthy of you, God. But I thank God, God, when man erred, God, you see forth to have a way, God. And that way was Christ Jesus, sending your only begotten Son, Lord God. So right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we take authority over everything in the atmosphere, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that we release warring, anointed, holy angels over this broadcast, Lord God. Let everything be under the subjection of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. Let everybody at the sound of our voice, Lord God, be gathered by divine assignment, Lord God. So break up the fallow ground, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Heal that backslider, Lord God. Empower that one that's unsure about their mantle, Lord God, their assignment, their mandate, Lord God. And I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you quicken everybody at the sound of my voice, Lord God, on tonight, Lord God. Lord God, empower that ministry that is dying, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Resurrect those dry bones, Lord God, that they may grow up to be an exceedingly great army, in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, and by our faith, Lord God, and by your name, Lord Jesus, we declare, we decree, we announce it is so, Lord God. So right now, Lord God, we go forth as your kingdom ambassadors, Lord God, and Lord God, touch the woman of God on tonight, Lord God. Let your hand remain on her, Lord God. Touch her, Lord God. Use her prophetically, Lord God. Lord God, let the gift of discernment, administrative gifts, Lord God, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the woman of God come forth on tonight, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. We give you praise, Lord God. Touch Pastor Hill behind the scenes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, as he labors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, giving you the honor and the glory, Lord God. So I thank you right now, God, that every door has been shut, closed, Lord God. Everything in the realm is secured by your angels and by your precious blood, Lord God, applying every line, Lord God, every iPad, every Android phone, every Galaxy phone, Lord God, every laptop, every desktop, Lord God, every MacBook, notebook, in the name of Jesus. And we declare, we decree, it is so in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we thank you, amen, on tonight. Like I said, you are now tuned into the Mantle of God Empowerment Program, amen. We have an awesome broadcast for you tonight, amen. So now we're going forth into our scripture reading, amen. And I'd just like to say, amen, on Enterprisement Media Group, On the Spot, Nathan, we don't mix nothing, amen. Oh, come on now, somebody. We don't live like devils Monday through Saturday, amen, and come to church on Sunday and try to bring you something, amen, different than the life we live. Now, we walk in holiness, sanctification, and we believe in consecration, amen. We're a people of prayer and fasting, amen. And we don't get too many breaks around here between fasts, amen, but we thank God because it's needed in these last days. So we thank God, amen, for the assignment that he has us on, amen, on these radio airwaves, and that he's calling for more of us, amen, to release the sound in the atmosphere in the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank you in Jesus' name, amen. Give a special shout-out to Elder Magwood. Love you, man of God. Thank you for all your support. And a special shout-out to our Elder Minister Arthur Weathersby, amen, Pastor Sherry, amen, President Ambassador Letitia Sampson, who is also our worship and praise leader. leader on the mantle of God as I go into the scripture reading for tonight. This is unrehearsed, unscripted, amen. We go by the anointing in the name of Jesus Christ. So, hallelujah. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, it reads, verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, my God, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope make it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God, somebody say, but God. But God commanded his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And lastly, on verse 11, and not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement in the name of Jesus Christ. I've just finished reading Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Blessed are the hearers and the doers and the workers of God's holy word, amen, to work this thing out by faith, amen, to demonstrate their faith in action. In the name of Jesus Christ. So now we're going to bring forth at this time EMG president, also gospel artist, Ambassador Letitia Sampson Brown at this time with the song before we introduce our empowering speaker for tonight. We'll be interviewing about their mantle in Jesus' name. Come forth, woman of God.
Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. somebody is in need of their chains to be broken tonight, Lord. No matter what your needs are, whether it's finance, broken heart, shattered dreams, no matter what it is, just remember these words. Everybody sing along with me this last time. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, there is power. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus, amen. There's healing in the name of Jesus, amen, amen. And before we bring forth the woman of God, she's none other than Prophetess Deborah Felder, amen. Kingdom Warriors Uttering Miracles Ministries, amen. I met this woman of God by the anointing. Didn't meet her playing church, amen. It was definitely God, amen. She specializes by the anointing of Almighty God, spiritual warfare, assault team, amen, coming by way of wherever the Spirit leads her in the name of Jesus Christ. So now before we introduce the woman of God, amen, we're going to bring forth Brother Davon Nelson at this time, just with a word what the Lord has been dealing with him on and showing him concerning this move right now, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, thank you. You know, in my time when I spend with God and I spend in his face, you know, he just been laying on my heart that it's a shift and taking place in the earth. You know, with every believer that believe in him, every person, everybody that believe in and trust in God, it's a shift in taking place to the point that you can't think on the previous level that you was just on. You know, the word says that, Jesus just said in the word that you can't put new wine into old wineskins. So this shift that's taking place, God is causing a new fresh anointing to pour out over his people. And we going higher in God. See, some of us, God is taking low so we can go high in him. You know, it's within us getting low to find the highness in him. You know, back when I was in the streets, I used to look for an outer substance, which is marijuana or something to get high on. But now in the midst of being purged and being cleansed from the inside, everybody, if you look up on my life, you will see that which is taking place on the inside is manifesting on the outside. So now in my getting low, meaning laying prostrate before God, in my getting low, he is taking me in high places. So that is what he is doing in this time with the body of Christ, with the church. You know, we know that church is not the four walls of a building. That's just a building, you know, and we bring God because the kingdom is within us. So we bring God into that building, and then it becomes church and the gathering of the brethren. So therefore, the shifting that's taking place, God is aligning all his warriors, all his frontline soldiers, all those who speak a kingdom tongue. He is causing us to speak that directly from the throne room. So that, you know, in this time, I heard God say, in this time, you got to be careful what you speak. You know, according to Proverbs 18, a man's stomach shall be satisfied by the produce of his lips. So therefore, in this time, in this shift, God is telling you, you got to be careful what you speak, because that which you speak, whatever fruit you speak, whether it's positive or negative, you're going to eat that fruit. So therefore, you got to align with his word. You got to get like with a car. Thank you, Holy Spirit. With a car, a manual. Anybody that has drove a manual before, the RPMs on that car has got to go up to a certain number before the car can shift. So right now in this time, the body of Christ is making that right RPM that God is shifting to the next level, the next gear. So, you know, in each gear, the car, when you shift it, it goes to a certain speed, a different speed. You know, it don't go to the same speed as it was on the prior gear. So in this shift, God is causing causing the church to move at a rapid pace, you know, expedited elevation. It's going to be things that happen that you speak, in 24 hours you will see it. It's going to be things that you even think of in your heart, because I'm a living witness of that. God is giving that which you desire in your heart, and it don't even have to be verbalized sometimes, but if you got a direct connection and a direct relationship with God, that thing that's in your heart, God will hear your heart and he will hear your words, and as long as it line up with his word and his will, because we know the Bible says in Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good to those who are called and who will love him and are called according to his purpose. So therefore, as long as you line your life up with God's word and his will, that which you think of is going to come to pass. You know, it's some people, you know, some single mothers, I thank you, Holy Spirit, some single mothers, they are searching, they searching God and seeking his face, wanting their child to come back home. What God is saying, if you think it, whatsoever you think, I'm going to cause it to pass. What that you ask me for, that you just come to me with thanksgiving in your heart. If you continue on asking God of something, then how is it having faith? You know, the Bible says that faith without works is dead. Faith without a corresponding action to that which you have faith for is dead. So, therefore, if you believe in God for something, then what is your action? You know, in the book of Ezekiel, when Ezekiel prophesied to the dead bones, you know, Ezekiel prophesied, then it was action, then it result, then the results followed. So God is giving you a word. Then he wants you to act on that word, activate your faith on that word that he gives, then you will see results. We can't get a word from God, then expect results just because we got it, but God is calling us to do something. He wants us to get in line, align with his word. So that's all, that's what God is speaking at this moment. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Well, as we wait for the woman of God, amen, I don't know if she's on yet. Pastor Hill, as our guest, has she joined us yet?
I don't see her. It was a 980 number came in, but it never would say nothing.
Okay, amen. Well, we continue on, amen. We bless God, amen.
Is that her number?
No, sir. But the woman of God, she knows when she comes in, she just press one. Brother Devon, we just going to keep on flowing, amen.
Keep
we don't,
on flowing,
we,
hey.
We don't believe in coincidence, amen. We don't believe in coincidence, amen. We got the Holy Ghost, amen, so we don't believe in coincidence, amen. But we definitely bless the woman of God, amen, because she labors in the gospel, amen. So however God leads, amen, that's how we're going to flow,
amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. And one of the things that we got to realize is that in these last days, amen, we just got to prepare ourselves. We just got to do the work of God. We got to do the work of God. And like the man of God said, let's lip service, amen, and do the work, amen. So many of us... we're doing a lot of conferences. We're doing a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a lot of things, amen. But we're not allowing the Holy Ghost to use us to build people,
amen.
To build people in this season, in this hour, which is just so critical. It is just so critical as far as
mm-hmm.
building people, amen. And a lot of people are allowing the world system to influence them. They're worrying about Washington.
Mm-hmm.
They're worrying about Obama.
The government shutdown.
Yeah, they're worrying about preachers of L.A., amen. I'm not worrying about preachers of L.A. I'm worrying about the believers who do want to serve Almighty God, amen.
Amen.
You know, I'm worried about the people out there in the streets, amen, who looking for hope, amen, who looking for hope, who looking for people who have that hope.
The fatherless generation, the young man, you know, God is lining back up the man. You know, it's time for us men to walk in unity with one another.
Amen.
It's time for the men to become pillars in the temple. You
Amen.
Know what I'm saying? It's time for us to get back in line. You know, yeah, I'm just to be bold. You know, it's time to put aside. Yeah, we might have grew up with no father, but God is the father. You know, once we come into line with God and realize that he is the Father, then we can look back over our lives and say, okay, God, I understand. You know, it's time for us men to take back that authority, that dominion, have this dominion on this earth. Why would God liken himself unto a man for us to be allowing the women to continue on doing the work?
My God.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I growing up as a young man in a single-parent home, I seen my mom walk to work in the snow for me and my brother. You know, this is a single woman now, a single woman raising two men by herself. My dad was locked up for 14 years for murder. He murdered my stepmom. You know, for 14 years he was locked up.
My Lord.
But I seen God move and give a woman the ambition to provide. Even though she wasn't built to provide, she still accomplished through the anointing. She still accomplished that. So therefore, I can't sit here and say I'm a man and make excuses for anything that happened. So I'm not gonna sit back and make excuses because of where I done been. That where I've been was to prove to me how strong and great that God put something on the inside of me to be. So therefore, when I stand where I'm at now and I look back, I realize those footprints in the sand are not mine. So I can't take credit for that. So I just thank God for that. I thank God that he is repositioning and realigning the men to get in their rightful place. You know, Adam, Adam did what he did, but if we continue on being stuck on what Adam did, then we need to rip the whole point of Jesus being crucified out. We need to take that on out the Bible then.
Amen.
So now, therefore, we can't even make no more excuses, because if that's the case, then we need to take John 3:16, which I know everybody, I don't care if you sitting around smoking right now, nothing. You done been in the church service, but you done heard John 3:16 before. If you don't know no other scripture, I know somebody know John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And see, let's go deeper in that. John 3:16, for God so loved, L-O-V-E-D, you can't do nothing worse for God to stop loving you, because if that's the case, then Jesus need to come down from his glory again and be crucified again. But God, he already did it once, and when he did it once, he stretched out his arms and he hung his head and he said these three words: it is finished. Meaning he not going to do it again, because that love that the Father had in the first place, he already done accomplished everything.
Already.
It's already done. So now what he want us to do, like, thank you, Holy Spirit, take me all the way back. He want us to apply that rightful action. We can't keep depending on the woman to be the ones in church worshiping. I'm not taking, don't listen to what I'm saying.
Come on.
Not taking nothing from the women. Because a kingdom woman, Proverbs 31 woman, praising and worship is a beautiful sight. It's a beautiful sight. But us as men, when we come together and walk in unity, look at God move. Watch God move.
My God.
God responds to praise. You know, if you're a man, that you know, when you, if you married, you come into the house and your wife, she acknowledges the fact when you walk through the door, you know that's an outstanding feeling. So how much greater does God want our praise?
Yes. Yes.
How much more do he want our praise? How much more do he calling the man? That's what the shift is about. He calling the man. Hey, get back in line. Look at this. Why does it say in Psalm 23, thy rod and thy staff? The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
A sheep herder, he has a rod in his hand. So when the sheep start getting out of line, he tap them on the side. Get back in line. Get back in line. So now God is using his rod and his staff. It's going to comfort us, because it's not going to allow us to stray too far away where we can go out and get hurt. You just got to trust in him and believe in him. Man, God is amazing, man.
Amen. So, man of God.
Yeah.
Listen, that's a powerful revelation, man. And since we're on the subject of the men and the women, let's just flow. This ain't no script. You're tuned to the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. I'm Minister Faith Walker, called to the prophethood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We have on the line Brother Davon Nelson, also known as Prince Redeem. Amen. Called to the office of the prophet in the area of Seer. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You can call in 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. If you're online, amen, you can definitely use that number. Press 1, amen. You can get in on this conversation Amen. This is unscripted. Amen. We was looking for the woman of God to come on tonight. Amen. But being in 5-4 ministry, amen, you got to go with the shift. The Bible said, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering doctrine. So, amen, we're strapped up, amen. Cup is ready, amen, and we brought our own water, amen. So we're going to go with the leading of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
You know, the table is set, so let's eat. John chapter 4, amen.
Mm-hmm.
John chapter 4, amen, is a story of a woman, amen. It's the story of a woman, amen. And Jesus said, I need to go through Samaria. So in John chapter 4, verse 7, and I'm just going to read, and we're just going to allow the Holy Spirit to just break this thing down by way of the anointing, amen. John chapter 4, verse 7, it reads, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw a woman. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink, for the disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Verse 9. Then said the woman of Samaria to him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing.
Hello?
My God, it seems like we encounter a little warfare here.
I gotta laugh at the enemy.
Yeah. You see that? My God.
Lord.
Yeah, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus.
We on the right path.
Yeah, we definitely in the right path, brother. Amen. You see, every time stuff start acting up and shifting and the realm getting all crazy, amen, amen. Whole armor. Let's go. Okay, so we have a woman at the well, amen, in verse 10. She wanted to know why Jesus is dealing with her, amen. And so if you know the story, I know you know the story, amen, but Jesus said, man, go call your husband and tell him to come hither. And she said, well, I ain't got no husband.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, well, you know, you kind of said the truth, but thou hast had 5 husbands.
Mm-hmm.
And he who thou now hast is not thy husband. And that said, it's true. So what happened before we go any further? Now, this woman I had 5 husbands.
Mm-hmm.
Now, seems like we got a guest, but we're going to keep flowing, amen, until otherwise. Now, this woman I had 5 husbands, amen. And he whom thou hast is not thy husband, as thou saidest. Now, she had 5 husbands, amen. So this woman has been hurt. She has been abused. She has been through a lot of different men who had abuse, who had a lot of things going on. So every marriage that she found herself into, amen, every situation she found herself into, that the men, that weight of that man, she was able to receive.
Mm-hmm.
She receiving a lot of that not being confident, a lot of that insecurity, a lot of that
self-esteem problem.
Yeah, self-esteem problem. So now, after 5 husbands, you can imagine the spiritual distraught this woman is under, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. You can imagine what kind of weight she's under, amen. Sort of like the woman with the issue of blood, amen. She had issues, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Because all the men did was just suck the blood out of her, amen.
Mm-hmm.
All they did was just rob her of her virtue, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the opposite of the Proverbs 31 woman? If you don't have that virtue, you become a woman with issues.
Mm.
You become a woman with the issue of blood.
Ooh.
Amen. That is but see, that's the opposite of the Proverbs 31 woman. But what was she before why she had them issues? Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, watch this. Before she was down on her knees crawling to Jesus, she was a Proverbs 7 woman. Okay,
nah.
She was there. Hey, Katie Boo, shout out. She was an adulteress. She was an adulterous woman. Amen.
Yeah.
Flattery. And then when all those men begin to drain the virtue out of her, what happened? Now she's on her knees crawling to Jesus. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because she realizes that no other man can make her complete. Ain't no other man can give her strength.
Yeah.
But the Messiah. But the Master Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
True strength, amen. So
the greatest liberator for a woman.
Oh, come on now.
And that same liberator for a woman, he put his kingdom in us.
Come on, brother.
So now if it's in us men, we got to stop degrading our women. Because see, you have a mother, you have a grandmother, you may have a sister, you may have a daughter.
Yes.
So would you want to stand back and listen to a man degrade your daughter?
Mm.
Would you allow a man to degrade your mother?
Yes.
Would you allow a man to degrade your grandmother?
Yes.
Okay. But no, but yet we get on, back, get in the world, this word, that word. You know, I'm going to keep it PG-13, you know, but...
pretty garments, amen. Clean garments, amen. Let's go.
But they need to get mad if you hear another person. Well, don't the Bible say that which you sow, you also shall reap?
My Lord.
So therefore, if you going around calling this woman out her name, then that woman out her name. Is those not seeds being sown? Because didn't Jesus say the word is spiritual?
Yeah.
It's like God is spiritual.
Come on now.
So therefore, if words are spiritual, that means the heart is the soul.
My God.
So therefore, if words are seeds,
come on,
they go in through the ears, and then they flow down to the heart, which is the saw, and that saw pulls out of that. So the woman with the issue of blood, all it was, physically we can look at it and see it was an issue of blood. But spiritually, it was all those negative words that some man or men sold into her. And therefore, the heart don't got nothing to do with it. The heart is going to operate. The saw, if you go out in your yard and you put a seed in the ground, that seed, that saw is going to do what it's meant to do, and that's bring forth the potential out of that seed. So therefore, in this time, that's why God is giving us men kingdom tongues.
Yeah.
So therefore, when we see a woman that's down, see, when the woman was down, see, that's why it's so beautiful for a kingdom woman to worship and praise God, because she know who it is that she is worshiping. She know who it is that she is praising, because this woman with the issue of blood, she crawling. She crawling. See, that's getting low. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's that getting low, so God can bring you up.
Yes,
see, that's
right.
That getting low. She was low, crawling.
Yes.
And she said, if I can just touch his garment. She didn't say, if he can touch me.
Boom.
She said, if I can touch his garment.
Come on.
And then he said, oh, power left me. Who is that touched me? And seeing that, he said, your faith has made you well.
Yeah.
Your faith. Not me touching you. This is Jesus now. This is Jesus.
Yes.
The greatest liberator for a woman.
Yes.
Walking in man form. This is Jesus now. Your faith, because you believed in me, it made you well. Because of your belief. See, that's the power of a woman, a Proverbs 31 woman praising. See, it wasn't the fact that she forgot who she was.
Yes.
It was the fact that she got around the wrong men that didn't know exactly who they were in God. See, when you as a man don't know who you are in God,
that's right,
you're going to allow anything to come out your mouth. But when you realize that you are a kingdom king, when you're born of the King of Kings, then you start speaking like a king. When you go back and look at how the kings and queens operated back in that time, you didn't see the king putting the queen down.
Yes.
If that's the case, then why was the queen always sitting next to the king? It ain't the fact that we got to put our women behind us. They got to be standing right there beside us. If that's the case, then let's go all the way back to Genesis. Let's go all the way back to Genesis when the king, when the former king and queen was made. See, this king Adam, even though he failed, this king Adam, God caused him to fall asleep, and he reached in his side and pulled out a rib. See, why would God reach in his side and pull out the rib and make a woman? And fashion a woman. I'm not going to say make. He fashioned her. That means he took time to put her together. So if God would take time to put her together, then us as men, we got to take time to build these women up with our words.
Now watch this. You said something. Before we go ahead now, because I think we got a caller. Amen. 347-945-5416. Mantle of God Empowerment Program. Amen. Amen. I guess this is ladies' night. Amen. We wait on a woman of God. Hey, man, Carla, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
I know who that is.
Yeah, I know.
It just got even better.
Lord, you done got the... We have the host of Unless the Lord Builds the House. We have EMG's elder, amen, minister Arthur Weathersby, one half of the dynamic duo, of the Kingdom Relationship broadcast that airs on Saturday nights on EMG, amen.
Yeah.
We have, amen, our Elder Minister Arthur Weathersby, and man of God, we just in here, I guess we just going on, we just surfing, amen.
Hey, y'all doing some good surfing there, sir. I've been sitting up here listening, and I said, wait a minute. That's Brother Devon. He preaching. I had to turn up the volume. I said he preaching.
Amen.
But he was preaching right, sir. Y'all was preaching right up in there. So I said, well, let me just come on. I said, something must have happened with the prophet that's supposed to come on. I said, well, let me just come on and punch in and just see if I can listen in and just add a little 2 cents here and there.
Amen. Well, we bless God for the woman of God. Amen. We know, amen. You know, duty calls. Amen. You know,
yes,
when you're running a ministry and stuff like that, folk call. Amen. And you know, she's always on call. Amen. So you know,
yes,
we
God always got a ram in the bush.
And God always got a ram in the bush.
Hey,
my God,
what?
On Zion, when you think you're the only one, God said, I got thousands who have not bowed their knees to Baal. Amen.
Ooh.
Amen.
Uh-oh. Hey, let's. Oh,
but we was talking about, amen, the man of God, Brother Devon, he was just talking about, amen, how God fashioned a woman from a man, amen.
Oh, yeah.
So that word stuck out to me, Elder, because he said fashion. Now,
yes.
Why is the woman being blinded by that same counterfeit, amen, fashion? No, don't hang up. Don't hang up, woman of God. You stay right there.
Stay right there.
I see you. Don't you dare hang up in Jesus' name. I rebuke you in Jesus' name.
Yeah,
you hold that phone right there, amen. So why is the woman being misled by fashion, amen?
Ooh.
Who told you you ain't beautiful? Who told you you don't matter? Who told you you don't matter, amen? Why you got to go and buy a wig? You shave your head off, and then you going to go get some wig, amen?
I mean,
what's the sense of that? Don't you know that's your crown? Don't you know that's your crown? You a queen? You a queen of Zion, amen? You a queen in God's kingdom, amen? You a kingdom heir, amen? And God, look, he fashioned a woman. From the man, amen. God put his fashion with his very nature. His fashion with his very nature, amen. So it's not the outer, amen. See, that's what the mystery of God is. See, people are getting it twisted. They thinking the mystery, they thinking the fashion is the church building.
Ooh.
But the fashion is the glory that's inside.
Inside.
It is the light of the believers that when they fellowship and congregate together, as all of them with flame and fire in each one of them as candlesticks, they unite together, and it's a burning church. So then when you take that same burning church throughout all the cities of your town, that light, that candle, now that state itself, with all that light, it ignites a flame in that state. And then it ignites a flame in the whole United States of America. Now the seven major continents, if everybody on one accord and all the believers, the seven major continents, they all come together. Now you have a candlestick, which is America, a candlestick, which is in South America, a candlestick, which is in Europe, a candlestick in Asia, Australia, all of you. Now you got seven candlesticks, amen. Now you got seven candlesticks, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and now they come together, and you have the Son of Man walking in the midst of them seven candlesticks. You have God releasing more pouring of his spirit, amen, in all those churches, amen.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? So now that we went there, amen, but back to the women. back to it. Now, Elder, what is the problem now? Why are our sisters, let's make it personal. What are we, men, what are we doing wrong? I mean, what are we doing wrong? I mean, not us, because we have the knowledge in the earthly vessel.
What were we doing wrong? We done fell for the deception, sir. We done fell for the deception. And the deception is that we believe, because it's been presented to us, that a man and a woman, they cannot be equally together. There has to be that distinction. Mm. The man has to be ruling over that woman, and that is what keeps us separate. It's called divide and conquer, and it has been something that has been in existence since God created the heavens and the earth, and allowed that Satan fell down here in the atmosphere, and then once God brought man into existence, divide and conquer began then, and it's not a military thing. It's spiritual. It's a divine, tactic of the enemy. And one of the things that I'm going to hit on the several things that you guys brought out, and particularly about that forming of that woman. Understand this now. In the beginning, it's really not in the beginning. In the beginning is according to the word of God. The Bible tells us that before we were born, God knew us. There was a relationship between us and God that existed before we came through the birth canal. And it was spiritual. Because God is a spirit, and before we came through the birth process, we were spirit with God. That's how he knew us. God fathered us in the spirit. He just did this in the illustration with the Bible so that we can understand that the connection that he wants between us and him, and it's a process that he used that's very, it's a simple process if you just allow the scriptures just to open itself up to you and not get so techno and get so in, how we like to do. We want to show our intelligence, so we want to make things that seem harder than what it is. It's real simple. He said, let us create man in our image, and he did. And in chapter 2, in the 7th chapter, it tells us the image that we was created in. It ain't got nothing to do with what we look like on the outside. I'm sorry. Let me just show this point real quick, fast, and hurry.
Okay.
Then the Lord
God
had formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed in his nostrils the breath or spirit of life, and man became a living being. The image that we were created in is spirit, and that came about because God blew his spirit into man. That's where we get the connection between God and us from Genesis 1:26. Now go ahead. I got some other stuff to talk about that, but go ahead. I can hold my point. I'll stick a pen in it.
347-945-5416, man. Amen. It's ladies' nights without the ladies, amen. You got the brothers up in here, amen. You got the men of God up here, amen. Sisters, what were we doing wrong, amen, before we came to the knowledge of who a kingdom woman were? What were we doing wrong? Yeah, I know you got all the answers. Push one.
Yeah,
amen.
I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. Like, man.
Amen. All of you online, 347-945-5416. You can press 1. We have our elder, Minister Arthur Weathersby, who is the co-host, one half of the dynamic duo, amen, that is on 9 o'clock Saturday nights, amen. We're talking about, amen, sisters, the kingdom woman, amen. So you a kingdom woman, share your views. Amen. Go ahead, Elder.
Well, look at the 22nd verse of Genesis chapter 2, where it talks about the rib, how God did this. And again, I read from the Amplified Version of the Bible, and it reads thusly, and the rib or part of his side, which the Lord God had taken from the man, he built up and made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. Now, then Adam said, this creature is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of a man. Now, I want to stop right there. Here's the key. When God created the man, the woman was a part of the creation of the man. They were already joined together in one. For our purposes, God had to go through a recreation of that for us to get an understanding of what should happen between a man and a woman when they come together. Because as you see further on in that next verse, which is the 24th, therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall become united and cleave to his wife, and he shall become one flesh. Again, they started out as one flesh, and God recreated it for us. They become one flesh. So therefore, when you look at that, there is no way that when we bring it forth into our 21st century that the man should be treating the woman like she's some sort of servant or slave, when God says that you were one flesh. And he said that the reason why he created the woman because he couldn't find a suitable helpmate for Adam. Now God had Adam's spiritual needs taken care of to the hilt. But what he had for Adam to do, Adam needed some help. God gave the man responsibility to be overseer over everything on the earth. But God says, you know what? Man needs help with this. I can help him in the spiritual, but I'm not coming out there doing none of that natural stuff.
He says, I'm gonna do for him like I did with all of my other creations. He brought every creation that he made before Adam, male and female of every kind, he brought before them. Adam fully named them, and God says, I don't have one for him. Put him to sleep, and then he did what he had to do. Said, well, let me do what I can do for him. He did not. Now, mind you, he formed man from the dust of the ground, but the woman was formed out of the man.
Mm-hmm.
They were one already. God just did this for an illustration for us what has to happen. And then jumping back over to that John, the fourth chapter where you were at, and talking about that woman when she talked about her five husbands, that wasn't really the end of it all. But I tried to hear if you said it. You might have said it, but I'm going to jump on that because that's what Jesus did with her. She told the woman, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you have spoken truly in saying, I have no husband. For you have had five husbands, and the man you are now living with is not your husband. In this you have spoken truly. Guess what she was doing?
So Jesus was saying you were shacking. So Jesus said you shacking.
She was shacking. So it wasn't about the men that had turned her and flipped her around upside down five times. The sixth person she was with was a common law man that she engaged with.
But you know what, Elder? If we look in that 19th verse, now after Jesus checked her out, now she's going to say, well, the woman said, well, sir, in the 19th verse of chapter 4, we're in the book of John, it says that, well, woman said, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and ye say that Jerusalem is the place for art to worship. Now, what is that saying? Now, she's saying, well, I kind of know God a little bit, but I only know him as a prophet.
But you know what else I think that she's saying, though? Because the way Jesus spoke to her, Jesus let her know that he knew everything about her. She didn't tell everything about her. She didn't tell him about that sixth man. Jesus told her. And a prophet has the ability to see things.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what she was acknowledging. She was just acknowledging, well, I know you got to be the real deal. Because I've had people come to me and prophesy to me before. And you know how we got some of these folks out here, man. They be pulling rabbits out of the hats. And they do like these folks that use these horoscopes. You can mix match some stuff up, man, and say, well, this is a prophecy or such and such. But it don't. It ain't specific. Jesus said, not only did you have five, but the one you got right now is not your husband.
The one you got right now.
That's right. Man. And she just said, well, you know what? I cannot argue with you. You got to be the real deal. And then you know what that did? That got her attention.
Amen.
That got her attention. Because then she opened up.
It ain't nothing like when God come and find you out.
That's right. Then she opened up.
The word will find you.
Your sin will find you out.
Yeah. She opened up. And that's what will happen to her. That's why, you know what? This is a real deal. That's why people, I like to use this analogy from A Few Good Men when Jack Nicholson told Tom Cruise when he was grilling him on the witness stand, he said, I want the truth. He said, you can't handle the truth. You know why we can't handle the truth? Because the truth will make, when you know the truth shall make you free. The truth will make you tell the truth.
Okay.
That's what happens with the truth. It will make you tell the truth. You may start out lying or beating around the bush and trying to crawl around the outside like Adam and Eve did when God asked them what happened, and Adam said, well, that woman you gave me. Eve said, well, it was a serpent, he beguiled me.
Amen.
That's what our nature is. Our nature want to go all around the outside. But when you get, if God had did to Adam what Jesus did to this woman, in my heart of hearts, I do not believe that Adam would have tried to come out and say anything else because there was no way that he could get around it. He know God knows everything because he was very intelligent, and he would have to fess up to the truth. And that's what she did. She said, the woman said, I see and understand that you are a prophet.
Amen.
The truth will always run. It was what's hidden in the dark will be made light. And how does it come to the light? The truth.
Amen.
Truth. Hey, that's what Jesus did. Jesus came. Jesus came in the darkness. He exposed things. He exposed the fallacies of those Judaizers, those keepers of the law. He exposed them as being fake. He called them hypocrites and vipers because they were religious about the law, and none of them were able to keep the law because the law was never designed for you to keep you from sinning. It was designed to show you messing up.
Amen.
That's all it was designed to do.
But the thing about the law, it couldn't help nobody. It was just to show us how sinful we really were, and that there was no way out. The Bible said it was to call a schoolmaster. It was the schoolmaster to lead us to Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
But what we want to tackle as we go forth in this fourth chapter of John is that what he said in the 21st verse. Mm-hmm. And right now we at almost close to the 10 o'clock hour. We got roughly about 15, 20 minutes left upon this broadcast. You can still get your calls in, 347-945-5416. You have the men of God on here tonight. As Pastor Hill like to say, the men's in the room. Amen. The men's in the room, amen. So, amen, you can call in, get your questions. Woman of God, you sitting there, you steaming, you brewing. I see you by way of the Spirit. I see you, you're seething and you're brewing. I dare you to push one, amen, by way of the Holy Ghost, amen. I dare you to press one and make your request known,
amen.
And if you need help in the areas of relationship, you got men redeemed by the blood of Jesus who've been fornicators, adulterers, amen, abusers, amen, in every demonic dimension you want to imagine, amen. So if you want help, amen, for your lukewarmness, for your idleness, for your shacking upness, for your married man, amen, sleeping with your preacher, amen, push one in the name of Jesus, and woman, thou can be loosed by way of the anointing.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Now, verse 21, Jesus was talking to that woman. He said, Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh
now is.
But the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Just like Elder was saying, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Now, just with the revelation I get on that. Now, you remember the gangrenous maniac came to Jesus. Jesus came to the shore. What did he do? He fell down and he started worshiping. Hold up. He bowed down and started what? He fell down and he started worshiping. Amen. Why? How could he do that? He didn't have a worship experience. See, you could call yourself worshiping God and not have a worship experience. Because all creation, listen, when God, you got to praise God for who he is. Even the devil's got to humble himself in the presence of God. Let me tell you something. When Satan came up in the presence of God, he wasn't swagged out. He wasn't boastful. My God, God spoke to him. Did he get? Did he still kill and destroy? But when he in the presence of God, ain't none of that going on. Ain't none of that going on. So it's the same thing with us, amen. But stick it to the script, amen. God, this is the hour of the true worshipers. Those who worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. You can't be lying and worshiping God.
Ooh.
I'm talking about having a true worship experience. See, you can call yourself worshiping and be full of legions of demons. You can call yourself praising. Amen. David played it for Saul. Evil spirit was troubling him. It left him. He felt good. Ain't that a church experience? When it's all over and the music stopped, evil spirit back on you.
And it's a building experience. Because a true church is the body of Christ, and where the body is, where the spirit of God is, there is liberty.
Yes.
So a lot of people is having building experiences. They not experiencing the true flame,
my Lord,
fire, the Holy Spirit falling on them and actually trying to speak their own language and tongues just coming up out of the belly, that living water,
my Lord,
just flowing out of your mouth. See, when you turn the faucet on,
my Lord,
that water is going to come from that faucet until you turn it off. But see, with the Holy Spirit, the living water coming from your belly,
yes,
you can see there's no turning it off.
No.
As long as you stay connected directly to the throne room, it's gonna continue flowing.
Yeah.
Continuous flowing.
Continuous.
So therefore Go ahead.
You guys are on point, because one of the things that you said and that was ended up around that 24th verse that really struck me in the spirit. When you look at the Old Testament, but particularly when you look in the New Testament during Christ's ministry, now just think about this. Who were those who worshiped him the most in the New Testament? Think about that. Think about it. Not the ones that he came to see, because those were the chosen people. The mm-hmm. ones that were, you know, that were called out and God had used, called them out from the Old Testament, the Hebrews, and was going to set them apart so they could be examples. It was always the ones that were the least of these.
I'm not worthy, Lord.
The ones
mm-hmm.
that the ones that, that nobody would ever want to be around. A bad
yes.
a blind man, a woman with
yes.
an issue of blood.
Yes.
Them type
the
of
lady
folks.
That committed
them
adultery.
Is the ones.
Yes.
Them is the ones. And a centurion soldier. Them
my
is the
God.
Ones. And they had the, they had more faith than the ones that had the information.
Yes.
They had more faith. Mm. I did a message on blind Bartimaeus, and the Bible let me clearly see that thing. I says, do you see what I see? With blind Bartimaeus, he was blind from birth. He was sitting on the side of the road of Jericho, and he was doing what he was doing. He was out there begging for alms, because that's all he
now,
did. That's how he
David.
Lived. And he lived out there.
David.
He said, thou son of David. Now, mind you, there was throngs of people who had been following Jesus from town to town because they were looking for signs and wonders. They were there for the fishes and the loaves, that what he would provide through those miracles and signs that he was doing. And his disciples, he'd been walking, living, talking, sleeping with him, eating with him, they with him. They all seen Jesus do what he did. Blind Bartimaeus didn't see nothing Jesus did in the natural. But blind Bartimaeus had more sight than any of them because he saw the spirit of the man. That's why he was able to cry out, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they tried to shut him up, his stupid disciples. What do you want with him? Leave him alone.
Don't
hold
me. Don't
hold
me.
Jesus
don't
said, wait a minute. Wait
get
a minute.
Me,
let
me
speak. Bring them to me. And then they said, then all of a sudden, that's right, then all of a sudden the attitude said, oh, the master calleth thee. Like all of a sudden, now they're liking blind Bartimaeus because Jesus shut him up. He says, don't shut him up, bring him to me. And then Jesus just said, what do you want that I might have my sight? Now, mind you, in the Bible, on several occasions, when Jesus was about ready to heal somebody, he did something. He touched them. He spit on the ground, put some spit on them, and made some clay and put it over their eyes, touched their tongue. On this man, he says, your sight, your, what you want? He says, I want my sight. He says, your faith has made you whole. And the
your
man
faith.
Saw, and the Bible said the man worshipped him. Worship him. It's the least of these, sir. And that's the problem. Now, we want to make sure, we want to tie that in back dealing with the relationship with the man and the woman and what God wants the man and the woman to do, and particularly working together, and particularly the man to understand that you've been bought, been sold a bag of goods from day one. And particularly, we're talking, I'm going to say African-American males. I'm going to call that right out because I know my history. From the year that slave was introduced into America and they brought the slaves over from West Africa, the first thing they did was take the man out of the house. He's yet to be able to get back in to this very day. That's a systematic a process in place by the enemy, because if you take the head out of the house, guess what? The house ain't functioning correctly.
Exactly.
And you know what? We did it on the program on ministry on Saturday. We talked about something that really translates over into this about the tradition of men. People have been taught in there and throughout the generations about the role of a man and a woman in the house. It does not line up with the Word of God, but we've taken that. We've taken what we've been taught in the home and brought it into the church. And that's why people in the church treat the women the way they do. They treat them because it's from the tradition of men and not of God, not of the Word of God. And the problem is that we're too busy trying to line God up with us when we should be lining up ourselves up with Him. That'd be the problem.
And
that's why unfortunately, we're struggling today and not realizing the significance of why God wants us to be one, why He wants us to become one. God understands this, and the devil understands it even better than what we do. When you're united together in unison, that's power. That's power. And the greatest illustration of that was when God showed it on the day of Pentecost. He told Peter, he said, Peter, Satan desired to sift you all as wheat, but I prayed for you. Then he says, well, Peter, listen, when you get strengthened, when your faith gets full, when you get fully persuaded and you're fully converted, you turn around and strengthen the brethren. 53 days after Peter had denied Jesus three times, one last time he cursed about knowing the man, 53 days later, he stands up on the day of Pentecost and he preaches a message, and over 3,000 folk got added to the church that very same day. And guess what they did? They left from there because they were Jews and proselytes. They left from there and went back to the regions that they came from all over the world, and they start planting churches all over the place. The Church of Rome got started like that. Because Peter got strengthened, he strengthened the brethren. They was in one place on one accord. God wants the men and the women to be operating in harmony together, helping one another. Why? For there's only one reason, the furtherance of the kingdom. The furtherance of the kingdom. That's the only reason that God joins us together.
Amen, 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 amen. 347-945-5416. Before we get ready to close, amen, we got probably maybe 7 minutes left on this broadcast, amen, so you can definitely get your last-minute requests in. We thought we was going to have the prophetess on tonight, amen, but nevertheless, God had other plans, amen.
Amen.
God had other plans, amen. God want the men to be in the room, amen. So the
amen.
the men are in order, amen, to remove everything that's not in order, amen.
Get back in order. It's just like with the whole repositioning of the man. See, the Holy Spirit quickened me with every man got to have a Zacchaeus experience. And what I mean by that, see, your faith got to be so deep and rooted to the point where the faith is going to make you look crazy and doing something. See,
mm-hmm.
just like with the underdogs and the least of these, Zacchaeus, he was short in stature. He was least of the crowd. You know what I'm saying? So out of faith, he said, okay, I know the son of David is coming. The Messiah is coming. So what can I do? What can I do? What? Okay. Oh, there goes a sycamore tree. Now somebody in that crowd, they didn't say it in the scripture, but let's just be real about it. Somebody looked at Zacchaeus and said, why is that young man climbing that tree like that? Why is he climbing that sycamore tree? Because see, he knew that a great man was gonna pass by it. So in order for me just to see him, I got to see him. I just want to see him. If I see him, I will get something by just seeing him. So with my faith, I'm going to climb this sycamore tree. And lo and behold, did he not get favor? Because I know that when God looks up on you, that's the favor of God, when his face shine up on you. And Jesus passing by that area looked exactly where he was going to be at. Zacchaeus, come down and let's make haste. I'm pretty much Jesus said, I'm going to stay with you. And if I'm, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't Zacchaeus a tax collector? So back in that time, the people, I'm going to say it like this. The building experience people, those were the same people that was, like you said, looking for a sign and wonders and just following Jesus. They were just following everywhere, looking for him to do something good so it can make them feel good because of what they seen so they can go and tell somebody. Isn't that just like the building experience folk? They go to church and, oh, look at what she got on. Let me go call this person. Look, just to say, look at what she got on. See, if you was really doing the work of God, then you don't have time to just sit around and look at everybody else because you'll be too busy climbing sycamore trees, or you'll be too busy going out here gathering together men or putting together conferences to help men out, to help God's kingdom get established and his gospel go forth in this hour.
Yeah.
You know, why would God say, be ye fishers of men? Why didn't he say, be ye fishers of women? Be ye fisher of men, because wherever the head go, the body going to follow.
Come on,
Jesus, the chief apostle, Jesus, the head of the church. Jesus is the head, the covering of the church. Why would God liken the church unto a woman? Why would God, even look in Proverbs, why would God liken wisdom, knowledge unto a woman? But when it's dealing with authority, why would he liken that unto a man? Because we are the head. Why would God reach in our side and pull that fashion, that outstanding kingdom woman out of our side? Because if not, why he didn't go through our back? Why didn't he go through our chest cavity? Because, see, that woman, as God said, it's not right that man be alone, A-L-O-M-E. It's not right that man be all one. So therefore, he bring her out for our physical eyes, so we can see. Okay, now this is a kingdom woman right here. So now, see, when Adam and Eve went and hid themselves, Yeah, God knew exactly what he was.
That's right.
But he wanted Adam to walk in that authority that he placed in him. See, when you walk in the true authority, yeah, it's going to make you tell the truth because you know you got the authority. God don't lie. So if I'm created in his image and he got that authority, then why? God don't lie. I'm created in that, so why should I lie?
That's right.
That's the authority that I'm created in. That's the dominion that I have operating in me. Why should I lie?
Mm-hmm.
He whom the Son sets free is truly free indeed.
That's right, sir.
So it's all about that, man. In this hour, man, God is, he calling the man. Ain't nothing wrong with the worship and praise of a kingdom woman, but it's time for the man to make that shofar sound in the earth.
Amen.
So look at Samson. Samson, he made the temple fall. Even though under the circumstance, he made the temple fall. Was that not like a type of praise? Because didn't the Bible say that Lucifer, when he was in heaven and he was coming down to the earth to inhabit the praise of the people and taking it back to the throne room, didn't it say that each time that he stepped, each time he moved, it gave off a praise? Doesn't the Bible say in Psalms, let everything that have breath praise God?
Come on, sir.
So therefore, our very movement should praise God. When we walk into a store, people should look at us and the praise should be given off to God that they know them man of God right there.
Because
if that's the case, then when Jesus, I don't know the exact scripture or the name, but when Jesus came up on the man that was possessed by the demon said, whoa, Jesus, wait, whoa, don't torment us. The demon said this to Jesus now. The demon said this to that authoritative figure, which is in the image of a man, said, Jesus, don't torment us. Do not cast us out the region. And they left the man and went and jumped in pigs. So are you, thank you, Holy Spirit. Are we as men walking around with stuff that's only good enough for pigs, or are we walking around with something in us that's great for a Proverbs 31 woman?
I challenge
every man that's listening. Are you walking around with something that's good enough to leave you and go into a pig, or are you walking around with something that you can instill into a Proverbs 31 woman?
That's it. I hate to break this up, amen. I really do. Lord knows I really do. Really, really do.
You really do?
Amen. Yeah, really, really do. Amen. But
praise God.
We're closed. We've come to the end of our broadcast tonight, amen. And the men's was in the room for tonight, amen. We were joined by our very own elder, Minister Arthur Weathersby, one half of the Dynamic Duo, along with Pastor Sherry Murray, Pastor Sherry Scales, in her absence, amen. God bless her, amen. You can catch them on Saturday nights at 9 o'clock here on EMG Radio, where they'll be building a house of teaching you how to build a house, amen, on marriage, kingdom relationships, amen. You have any relationship questions, you can definitely email the man of God at buildthehouse77, am I right?
Build a house seven.
My pardon. buildthehouse7@gmail.com. You send all your relationship questions there, and you ain't got to put your name. Just send the questions, amen, and they'll answer you when they get on the air, amen. Mm-hmm. So send your, you know, say you got a boyfriend, he acting crazy and leaving you at home. he driving your car all day, picking you up for work. I used to do that stuff many years ago. drive your car around, drop you off, and go back out, and then go to another woman's house and then come back home. I've been with the boys.
Been nowhere near the boys.
See, that's a bag of tricks that we need to get into and educate the sisters,
wow.
Amen.
Yeah.
About, you know, the games that men play, amen, because I used to play them.
Hey, bro, you said games men play. Nah, game boys play. My God, the game boys play. When I was a child, I thought as a child.
Uh-oh.
I spoke as a child. I put away childish things once I became a man. You got to finish closing.
That's the word.
You got to finish closing. I'm not even.
Since you want to end on that point. Since you want to end on that point. Okay. We have the outer court. The holy place, and the inner court.
Yeah.
And it represents three different levels of men.
Yeah.
Boy,
woo,
man, and king.
Woo.
Which one are you?
Woo.
The glory is the latter.
Mm.
The king is the latter.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Holy Ghost.
King, a queen is fit for Lord King. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen. Glory be to God.
That's why a lot of these women go through what they go through, because they queens trying to be with the servant. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God.
Queens trying to be with the servant.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
queens
Jesus
trying to be with servants.
Me.
No.
Yeah.
God said, you a queen. You wait for that king to come. Hey, you know you a queen, right? You know you're a queen, right? You're a proverb. Woo, man, that's another. You got to finish closing.
We got the close. Hey,
yeah.
Listen here. We'll be back here. Hey, amen. I don't know who want to step up on the mantle of God, but we gave you empowerment. We empowered the women tonight, amen. And I know the women were definitely blessed. I know the ladies were definitely blessed. And I know the queens were definitely, they received the virtue, and they're just going to add it onto the dimensions that they're already walking in, amen. So if you would be that Proverbs 31 woman or that Kingdom woman tonight or that Titus 2 woman, amen, I just recommend that you keep your virtue, amen. Keep your strength. Don't allow no man to tear you down. Don't let no man to remove layers off of you, amen. But continue to elevate yourself. See yourself as that queen. Command your day. Speak into your existence. Prophesy over yourself, amen. Don't go looking for anybody else to prophesy over you. Prophesy into yourself. Speak into
yourself,
Destiny.
Yeah, say that.
You understand what I'm saying?
And
then you begin to walk that thing on out to where you go into a room, you shift the atmosphere. You'll call everything out of alignment into alignment, amen. And keep your hair, woman of God, women of God, keep your hair, because that is your crown. Wear it. God gave you that. Amen. Don't get nobody other hair. Amen. Then you wonder why you're fighting warfare, because you're going and getting some from India and all these other foreign countries.
Ooh.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Elder Weathersby, go ahead and close, amen,
before we get started.
Yeah. All right. All right. So we're going to do that. We just want to leave a parting thought and then wait on the Lord. And wait for him to send you your Boaz. Don't go on a hunting expedition. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Gracious and eternal Father, Lord God, I come to this hour to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God,
for
allowing us to come at this present moment in time, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for all that we've heard on this evening of Mantle of God. Lord God, we pray that everything that was said today, Father God, we know it was done to your glory, and we pray, Father God, that those that have an ear to hear, that they hear what the Spirit was saying to them on this evening.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, we want to thank you for the two men of God that were on, Father God, that were chairing this great, Father God, discussion that came from you, Father God, our very own Minister Faith Walker, Father God, the Christ Executive Officer of Inner Praise and Media Group, oh Lord God, and
the
VP of Christ of Inner Praise and Media Group, oh Father God, Prince Redeemed Devon. Amen, God. Father God, we just thank you for them both. We thank you for Pastor Nathan Hill, oh Father God, Nathan on the spot. Lord God, we thank you for all that have listened in, all that are part of EMG. And Father God, we're believing that the word that has gone forth shall do it, what it shall prosper. Anything that it was sent to do, just as Isaiah 55:11 says, it won't return back to you void, Father God, because your word is truth, and the truth shall make us free. So, Father God, we just love you, we thank you, we adore you. We offer this prayer to you at this time in the precious name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
That's EMG on the spot, Nathan. We go next Monday, 9 o'clock. Come
EMG.
Back here. EMG, God bless you.
EMG.
Yes.
Somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right. It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey, no matter what's going on,
he'll make it all right.
of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. Cause joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be alright.
It all right.